Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. Happy holidays to you and yours coming forward as we do this on Christmas Eve. It was Festivus yesterday. It was a great time had by all, I'm sure. Christmas is tomorrow, then Kwanzaa and Boxing Day on the 26th, leading all the way into the new year. This has been Calendar Countdown, and now on to your show. This week, Maryland Black Bears in action, their last game of the year before they have a weekend off and then back at her in 2019. Also, Team Maryland had some games and not many player updates because none of them really played. So there's that to have at you. But of course, we'll start off with the Maryland Black Bears, the team, one of the teams to play in a big, big way. And before the week, we had some movement. We have some movement on those chicken fingers, kids, as a lot of transactions going down. First off, on Sunday, Brandon Bergado got released, the 5'8 forward out of San Jose. Only played four games with the Maryland Black Bears, and he was given his release. Anthony Del Tufo also given his release. I think that was just more of a move to get him back down to Team Maryland and get a goalie off the roster. For the Black Bears, Benjamin Beck, now the highly talented 6'9" Maine commit, was also released by the Maryland Black Bears. Only played in three games, 97 minutes total, giving up 10 goals against. His stat line: 6.20 goals against, or 6.20 goals against average, and an 8.39 save percentage. He was riddled with injuries. I believe he had a shoulder injury to start with, and some lower body injuries, upper body injuries, all kinds of stuff, pretty much hampering his whole game conditioning, game scenario situation. And then David Tomeo basically took the ball and ran with it. Then they acquired Kevin Lake, and then those two have established themselves as the tandem in Maryland right now. So Ben Beck, given his release, we'll see if we can get back, if they can get him back, or if they even want him back. That's another question in general, but the Maine commit gone. And Maine as in the state of Maine, not Maine as in the primary one. Let's get that straight right now. Also released, the Joseph Mancuso. Three goals, six assists in 23 games for the Black Bears, 9 points. Played pretty well, played his role pretty okay, but he is no longer with the Black Bears now. It's going to be his if he gets picked up, it'll be his fourth team in 2 years. Played for Bismarck last year and Northeast last year. Seemed to be finding his niche. Had a little bit of high-energy role, but just all for naught now as Clint Millamuck goes ahead and makes his roster kind of into what he wanted. Also, in addition, was Bobby Batten, a forward, taking the place, I guess, of Mancuso. In a call-up situation, coming from the Valley Forge Minutemen U18 team, where he had a goal and four assists in 11 games with them this season thus far. And this weekend recorded his first point, an assist on Friday night. So we'll see if we can see Bobby Batten here the rest of the way, 18-year-old out of Phoenixville, PA. So we'll get to, after all those release and additions, we get to the game at Ham on Friday night. And, oh, baby, it was not a great Friday night. It seems that every time the Black Bears go into Jamestown, they do not do well. Last time they're in Jamestown, they were outscored 11-1. 7-1 on Friday night, 4-0 on the Saturday night. This one, almost a mere reflection of what happened that weekend. It didn't get off well. Didn't get off very well at all, as Jamestown had the first four goals of the game. Alex Fry started 5 minutes into the first period. His 18th goal of the season for Braden Richardson, Colin Smith. Then Nick Petrullo got his first goal of the season. About 40 seconds after that, after the Alex Fry goal, Sam Anazi and Mac Helgeson getting the assist there. Jimmy Glenn on the power play in the second period, early in the second. Alex Roy and Braden Richardson on the assist there. Then Anthony Venuto, who's been a bit of a thorn in the side for the Black Bears, gets his seventh of the season. And Connor Linton, Noah Finstrom, that was about a minute change after the second goal. So it comes in pairs for Jamestown, the first four, down 4-0 in the first two frames. Luckily, Maryland came back as Daylan Manning scored his 10th of the year for Matteo Minotti on the power play, and then another power play. Jake Tsujishi got his 4th of the season from Quinn Wormuth. A nice little slap pass there on the power play. Getting Maryland back into it, but Venuto gets his got his 8th goal of the season, his 2nd of the game, 2 minutes after Tsujishi's goal. Petrullo, Augie Moore on the assist on the power play there. Luke Mountain got the Black Bears within 2 from Bobby Batten and Jonathan Young, but it was all for naught. Final score 5-3 for the Jamestown Rebels. Kevin Lake, really tough go about it in the early going, 33 saves on 38 shots. Rebound control was a little bit of an issue, I would say. I think Lake led a lot more up than he did. And let's be honest, if you watch the game, Maryland was on their heels from the puck drop on Friday night. Maryland just could not get anything going early Friday night. It wasn't until the third period where things started to kick in. Maryland was outshot 13-3 in the first period. Only 3 shots on goal. Very little, if I remember, quality. A lot of them just very harmless shots. Just went in on Ryan Keane and was able to stop him. Very little offense. Very little jump in the team. Just nothing happened. Just nothing going forward in that game, and it showed for the first 40 minutes. Finally with the third, they finally woke up. And hoping to try to keep that momentum going in there. They got off to a better start Saturday night, but it was all for naught. 6 minutes in, Nate Clark got his first goal of the season. Jake Felker, Augie Moore on the assist there. Colin Schmidt then got a goal, his 5th of the year with 5 seconds left in the first. Alex Roy, or Wah, I don't know how they pronounce it. And Braden Richards on the assist there. Nick Stuckless on the power play. Second period, midway through, Jimmy Glynn with the assist. Jimmy Glynn actually broke the franchise record for most consecutive points, most consecutive games with a point. So I guess that's something for them. And then a minute into the third period, Caleb Price on the power play from Sam Anazi. And that was it. Maryland shut out again 4-0 like they were last time they were in Jamestown. Noah West getting the shutout just like it was last time in the Jamestown. Not really much to speak of. David Tomeo, 37 saves in his appearance. And Maryland goes from winning 3 games to now losing 2 going into the break, in that deficit right now. Looking at the standings, Maryland still in fourth place by 2 points. Northeast Generals, 3 games in hand of the Black Bears, though. So that's a possible 6 points for them if they were to win out. But Northeast, a couple points behind. Wilkes-Barre Scranton dropping in a big way. They are also 2 points behind, but they are on a 4-game losing streak. So we'll see what this does here. New Jersey Titans, they're 11 points up on the Black Bears in third. So that's going to be – it's pretty much just trying to stabilize in the second half going forward. So we'll see how this all goes. They're going to have the week off to regroup, week off with family, with friends, with close confidants, I believe, and then just going it that way and hoping for the best, in all honesty, because long road to hoe. I mean, we are technically through the midway point of the season, 33 games in. Still a lot to be done, but still at the same time, you know, there's the clock's starting to tick here. Luckily, big homestand for Maryland coming up. So they'll get back on the ice January 4th against the Northeast Generals. They're going to need those games big and bad, both at Piney Orchard, both at 7:45. That's the 4th and the 5th. Then going to Laurel and Rockville on the 11th and 12th, getting the scenic area of Maryland there. And we'll see if that a change of venue is a change of attitude, hopefully. And then again, Northeast Generals again back at Piney Orchard. So it's a general sandwich for this homestand. They play the Generals 4th and 5th, then play the Johnstown Tomahawks the 11th and 12th, and then play the Northeast Generals the 19th and 20th there. So a lot coming up, a lot riding on this homestand, and good for them to get a rest, have them get a breather, have them get things back going on the track and get back into the home ice situation, hopefully be there for a bit and get their legs about them overall. So we'll see how this all goes. We'll see what Clint Millenock can do overall, and maybe it's good. Maybe it's good that they can take this break off here. Maybe it's good that they can go ahead and take this as a refresher, take this first half of the season as a learning experience, and then finally, you know, buckle down a little bit more, get things going that way. Still a long season ahead. still a lot of games to be played. And then, you know, fall, hope things go as they may. So we'll see how this goes. Week off next week, so hopefully we'll get some more when we come back 2 weeks from now. So there we go. That is your Black Bears update. Team Maryland had some games for themselves this past week. Like I mentioned, the 87s went into an afternoon Wednesday game with the Black Bears Wednesday, last Wednesday the 19th. 87s came out blazing, and then it should be no surprise, they're one of the top teams in the North Division in the Mid-Atlantic Conference. Second overall to the Philadelphia Little Flyers. 87s came in, were gracious guests, as Maryland was too nice of a host. 8-2, the final there for the 87s. 87s had three in the first, three in the second, two in the third. Maryland only had one in the first and third. Alex Nigro on the power play from Christian Warinski and Kyle Cowell. And then in the third period, Mac Bryce, even strength, unassisted on that one there. And that was all she wrote overall. Anthony Del Tufo, not a great outing for him. 6 goals against on 23 shots. And then Rhett Wesolek only let in 2 goals on 19 shots there. They went to a big series then after that. 3-game set in North Carolina. They threw their hands up and they twisted their shirts around their heads like a helicopter, like so much Petey Pablo. And Team Maryland actually came out big, winning 2 of 3 games in the North Carolina tour. And they beat the Golden Bears on Friday night, 6-2. Big win for them. 6 goals and 48 shots. A shooting gallery. No defense in anything. Alec Nigro on the power play from Ben Rogers. Then Nick Simser, even strength. Connor Ball, even strength from DJ Sutcher Jr. and Savante Kish. Jakob Hasek, a power play goal from Connor Redden and Nick Simser. Connor Redden then gets in it with Nick Simser getting another assist. Goal and 2 assists for him. Mac Bryce finishing out the scoring. Simser and Anthony Wienum. Anthony Wienum overall. So Simser, big game, 1 goal, 3 assists on the night. A huge game for him. Del Tufo, bounce back game, 44 saves on 46 shots, 9.57 save percentage, and the big victory there. Saturday night, though, Golden Bears get it back. They won 6-4 over the Black Bears. Maryland tried to mount a comeback, 3 goals in the third. It was all for naught. Simser continued his strong play with a goal in the first period. Dante Ardite and Mac Bryce on the assist on his second goal of the weekend. Then Maryland comes back in a big way. Wierenski with a power play goal from Kish. Hasek with an even strength goal from Lucas Furnacci and Nick Simser. Again, Connor Redden, even strength from Kyle Callen. Then with the net empty, North Carolina basically killed that hope overall. There, Simser, another multi-point game for him. Big game for him. Big weekend. Both goalies played again. Rhett Wesolek let in 5 goals and 33 shots. Got pulled after the second. Then Del Tufo had a perfect third. 14-14. Sunday afternoon, 4-3 victory. Comeback. Don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years. 4-3 was the final on that one. Simser again. He might get a call up to Maryland if he plays his cards right. He got the first goal for Maryland. Bryce and Ferracci on the assist. Connor Redden, another goal for him. Connor Ball, Connor's all over the place. Anthony Wienum on the assist there. Simser again on the even strength. Bryce and Hasek on the assist there. Then in overtime, Mac Bryce from, hey, guess who? Nick Simser and Jakob Hasek overall. So if you're playing your cards right, Simser had 4 goals, 3 plus 1. And another one is 5. 3 goals, 5 assists in 3 games. That's a big weekend for the young man. It's a big weekend right there for him. Simser, of course, coming from the Sioux Falls Stampede UAT team. He's from Haddonfield, New Jersey. So he's a kid who he's got some age on him. He's a 19-year-old. Who knows? Might get a call-up. That'd be pretty big for him. After this weekend, I think he's proven himself. I think he's gotten a chance, maybe get up there. That's not my call, though. I'm over here on this side of the microphone. I'm not making the things up there, over there, over there. What am I saying? In any case, A big closeout for 2018 for this team, Maryland team. We've talked about their struggles before, about just being a thrown-together team because things got accomplished late due to things and hang-ups and red tape and all that fun stuff. They close out with two big wins, North Carolina, and then positioning themselves for a pretty pretty good 2019. I mean, hell, you get guys like Bryson Simser and Connor Redden. You get these kids going, that'd be huge. I mean, Del Tufo's proven it was worth. He made 40 saves again. Del Tufo had a hell of a week. Underrated players, I think, on this team. It's just a matter of getting that elite status against the bigger teams. We'll see how it is. Shout out to Mac Bryce as well. Mac Bryce had himself a hell of a weekend, too. I mean, Mac Bryce is a guy whose name we called out here on these Team Maryland reviews in a big, big way as well. You know, he had himself, let's see this weekend for him. He had 3 goals and 2 assists overall, and he had a goal and assist against New Jersey. He's got 9 goals and 11 assists, 20 points in 28 games. Pretty damn good for him. Good for Mac Bryce. Love to see him get some time up in the big team, too. See how it all goes. Team Maryland getting in a big, big situation there. So congratulations to those guys. Glad that they could go ahead and get themselves a couple victories the end of the year, get a little confidence in them going into the next season overall. No players to talk about this week. A lot of people, again, like I said, college on spring break. On winter break. Sam Annis didn't play. He's been injured for a bit now. And even on his bobblehead night. It's a damn shame. You know, kind of sucks. You got your bobblehead night. You can't even play. Is what it is, though. So we'll get to it. We're at the end of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. No. And we're at the what I said I was going to do. Let's go ahead and get ourselves some Maryland high school hockey updates. How about that, kids? How about that? Huh? Sure. Why not? They're about to go on winter break, too. So some standings overall. Start off in the Eastern Division. The Severna Park team, they are in the first place there with 9 points, 4-1-1 on the season. Broadneck after them, 4-2-1. Delaney in third. Arundel in four, tied for third, sorry. Easton's, how is Easton in the same as Severna Park? Have you ever made that trip over the Bay Bridge? It's hell. South River, Kent Island, Queen Anne's County, Chessie, Falston, and Bel Air and Easton are in the same division. That's insane. That's fine. Whatever. Bel Air 0-7. Falston 0-4. Chessie 2-5-0. Queens Anne County 2-3-1. 3-2-0 for Kent Island and South River. 3-0-0 for Easton. Only playing 3 games thus far. 4 overall and going from there. In the Howard Division, Marriott's Ridge undefeated so far in divisional play. Glen Elg after them. Then River Hill, Mount Hebron, Howard, the Wolves, Athlon and Reservoir. Round out that division. While in the Monessie Valley, Urbana, 6-2-0, 12 points as they do some damage there. Frederick County, Carroll County, Washington County, Middleton, Oakdale, and Walkersville go ahead and fill that one out. In Montgomery, Winston Churchill in a big way, 6-0-2 on the season. They're in the first place. Wooten after them, 6-1-1. Walter Johnson, 4-3-0 in divisional play. Bethesda, Chevy Chase, 3-1-1. Walt Whitman, Richard Montgomery, Quince Orchard, and Northwest following there. While in Montgomery, too, the DC Stars up top there, 7-0-2. While Damascus, Gaithersburg, Somethingburg, and WM, William and Mary, 7-0-1. Rockville, Magruder, 5-1-1. Griffins, IHC, 5-3-0. Wilson, Sherwood, Montgomery, Blair, and Walter Johnson, 2, round out that division. While in the Southern Division, Huntingtown, 6-0-0. They are up on Central Maryland by 6 points. Absurd. Northern, Leonardtown, Chesapeake, and Charles County finish that there. And a watch statistically, a player I thought that you should keep an eye on, and boy howdy, I am right. Again, Harris Blackwood, 28 goals in 9 games, 9 assists for Washington County. My goodness gracious, the captain of the team, the Ashford Extreme player. My goodness, that's a hell of a thing. Scored 3 goals. He's averaging about a hat trick a game. It's absurd. He had 11 points against Oakdale in November. My God. Kid's insane. Only two power play goals, by the way, to speak of. So shout out to Harrison, or to Harris. I want to say Harrison. I don't know why. I want to have S-O-N's at the end of it, but whatever. Maybe that's me. Should not be a surprise that he is the gold leader overall and the points leader with 37. Andrew Zhang, 24 goals, tied with Tyler Drake. Those are the top three in goal scoring. Joshua Phelps, Nick Mohard, and Connor Corey Heffernan and Dylan Spicer tied for the assist lead. In the prep division, the MAPHL, the Mid-Atlantic Prep Hockey League, the AA division, Bishop O'Connell, they're coming up big. 5-1-0, 10 points, leading the way. St. John's in second, 3-1-0, while Spalding, 2-1-1. Georgetown Prep, 2-0. Dematha, 2-1-0. My alma mater, Mount St. Joseph, after a big start, not so great. 1-3-1. Gonzaga, 1-1. St. Albans, 1-2. Landon, 0-2. Calvert Hall, 0-2. Bullis, 0-3. That's all in divisional play there, too. Not a great look for my alma mater, but hey, that is what it is. It is the top division. They're going to be playing tough teams, and we're starting to get more in divisional play into the 2019 season. For the A division, however, Mount St. Joe, 2 atop, baby. 2-0-1, leading the way over Archbishop Spalding, number two team. They're 1-0-1. St. Mary's Riken, 1-0-1. Gonzaga, 1-0. Bishop O'Connell, 1-0. SSSA, 2. Who is St. Stephen St. Albans? Oh, St. Stephen St. Agnes, number two team. They have no record whatsoever. Dematha, 2-0-1. Good Counsel, 2-0-1. St. John's, 2-0-3-0. So, obviously, as state high school things come around, we'll take a look-see at what that goes and what that means, and if their website keeps going, things up. We'll see how that goes. There you go. Did a little dive into high school hockey. We'll get things going on there. And check back in as the nitty-gritty starts to come up here. And we'll check it all out. We'll check it all out overall as things go on. But that's it for me. I think we've done it. We filled enough time here. I thank you for listening, taking some time out of your day to let me try to inform you. I don't want to incite you to have a riot. That's the one thing I don't. Maybe. Depends on the cause. Maybe I want you to do that. But that's it. That's all. For everyone here on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction, I wish you a happy and merry whatever you guys celebrate. All the best to you in the new year. And we're going to take a week off here on Chesapeake Hockey Week because there's not going to be hockey to talk about because everyone's off. So we will take off as well, get a week of partying in, and then go from there. We'll be back in the new year in a big way. Black Bears, Stevenson, Navy, Towson, everybody coming back. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. I don't know what that means either. In any case, check us out on the Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod. That's where you can find all the stuff there. You can find me personally at Scotty Waz on Twitter if you should show choose. The show is at FOHS Radio. Facebook page, FOHS Radio, there as well. Get all the pictures that Johnny Pete takes in the photography at the Den. And, yeah, thank you. Thank you all. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. Pledge some things. Help us out. Help us help you get the show better, get you some extra content people aren't going to get on the live side of things. And, yeah, that's it. I'm over this year. Happy New Year to you and yours. Hope you all have a good one. Did you go down to see the lights at 34th? It's a big thing. If you don't know, like legit. All right, legit. As I break the mold here, legit. If you don't go to 34th Street, you should make that a thing to do. I want to do it. I'm pretty sure I was down there when I was younger, but all the concussions and just bad memory just made me forget it. So go down to 34th Street if you have the chance in Hamden. It's a great time. Hamden, a great time, dear hon. Go up there, see the lights, a lot of Bo stuff, a lot of Merlin stuff, a lot of crazy stuff there. It's kitschy, as the kids call it, and it's something you want to go do, something I want to go do. We go do it together. Go and have an outing there. It's there until New Year's. If you get a chance, go up to Hamden. Be a fun time and go see the old Memorial Stadium. It's knocked down now, but you can go see it. Have yourself a bow. Have yourself a good holiday season. I'll catch you all in 2 weeks. And get some Clutch and Crab hockey there in the weekend, Air Hon.